Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, November the 10th, 1841, Captain H.W. Bunbury of the 33rd Regiment of Foot reported that there had been an outbreak of yellow fever in his regiment, which was stationed at St. Anne's Fort in Barbados. In a letter home to his family in England on this day, Captain Bunbury wrote this about the fever. "The black vomit appears in the course of a few hours, and within 24 it is all over with some, but the strong men seem to struggle on longer. Our dear old surgeon thinks that from the character of the fever, it is likely to continue and carry off very many men. God grant that it may not spread here as it has done in other islands. I have already suffered enough from its ravages amongst friends elsewhere without having it brought to my door." Unfortunately, Bunbury's fears were realized, and the fever spread rapidly throughout his troops at the garrison. 2 weeks later, his regiment moved 7 miles out of Bridgetown to a high, bleak place called Gun Hill, and set up camp there for 2 months in the hope of escaping the infection. By that time, his regiment had already lost 20 men, with a further 7 in hospital. Bunbury found the cool, bracing wind blowing at Gun Hill wonderfully refreshing after the heat of the coast. He wrote, "The difference in temperature is surprising, as the elevation is but little, between 200 and 300 feet. We have blankets on our beds, wear cloth trousers, and want a glass of hot brandy and water to warm us after dinner." In the same letter, on November 10th, 1841, in which he reported the outbreak of yellow fever, Captain Bunbury also reported attending a Barbadian ball, which had been held in Bridgetown a few days earlier. To say he was unimpressed by the entertainment would be an understatement. He wrote, "The Bim ladies are nearly all very plain, with bad complexions. They dress badly, have little or nothing to say, and are awkward and stiff in their manners. None of them waltz, but they dawdle through quadrilles for hour after hour without any spirit or animation. Not even a champagne supper seems to have any effect on their spirits. I certainly was never at a more stupid ball in my life." Such was the life of a British soldier in Barbados in 1841.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.